Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order on Wednesday, March 18, 2020 in the Belts Room. Let the record reflect it's 7:37 p.m. present today. 1:37 p.m. Thank you. Present today are Senator Keel, myself, Vice Chair Machicki, Senator Hughes is online, and Senator Reinbold is online. We have two orders of or two pieces of business to do today, and that is to interview the confirmation or complete the confirmation hearings for the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. I want to thank Ms. Ayers for being here, Nancy Hemingway for being our recording secretary, and Brett Collins for being our LIO teleconference person. So with that, I believe we have Mr. Bringhurst online. Is that correct? Yes, brief at ease. We are back to remind committee members of the responsibilities of the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. That board consists of three members appointed by the governor. At least one member must be a medical or osteopathic physician licensed to practice in Alaska or holding a retired status license in Alaska. One member must be an attorney licensed to practice in Alaska or retired from practice. The governor designates the board chair. Members serve at the pleasure of the governor. And they facilitate and permit payment of compensation to innocent victims of violent crimes. With that, I believe we have Mr. Bringhurst online. Can you hear me, Mr. Bringhurst?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, just fine. If you can give us a statement about why you want to serve, we will see what kind of questions we have for you.
Okay, thank you, Senator Machicki. I very much appreciate your and the other senators' time. Thank you for allowing me to join you today. My name is Greg Bringhurst. I am born and raised in wonderful Fairbanks. Today I'm asking your support to continue my service on the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. I was appointed as the public member of this board last year by Governor Dunleavy. Since then, I've participated in board meetings and have now recently been elected as chair. As we know, far too many Alaskans have been the victims of violent crime, and it's the duty of the board to help alleviate some of these hardships so that the victims can get help in their greatest time of need. I myself am a victim of violent crime and a former recipient of violent crime compensation. In 1996, my single mother, who was my primary caretaker, was murdered here in the Fairbanks area. As a grieving 14-year-old, details are pretty hazy, but I did receive compensation that was ultimately used to allow me to attend college. I'm not sure I would have easily gone that path if I did not receive compensation. It took me several years, but I realized that I wanted to use my experiences to help others. I took steps to enter a career field in public policy. I'm now the Fairbanks Regional Director for Senator Dan Sullivan and have worked with Senator Murkowski as a legislative aide in Washington, D.C. I've spent time in Juneau as a legislative fellow and have been on several advocacy trips to the Capitol and just enjoy working in ways I'm able to help. I believe my legislative experience will help me serve on this board. Kind of in closing, I would like to just say I hope to continue this work serving my, my fellow Alaskans, and I'm just honored to help other victims in our state. I'm going to keep it short, so thank you for your time, and I'm happy to entertain any questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bringhurst. Your story is certainly has uniquely qualified to serve, and that is a painful story. I've got to say I'm very impressed with your resume and your breadth of experience in many issues across the state. So I thank you for that. I'm going to see if any committee members have any questions, and that includes Senator Reinbold, Senator Hughes. Do you have any questions for Mr. Bringhurst?
Mr. Chairman, this is Senator Reinbold.
Yes, go ahead, Senator.
First of all, I just wanted to apologize. I had some oral surgery, and that's why I'm having to call in today. But I really wanted to say thank you very much for him willing to step up. I think there's nobody better to step up than if you've been impacted and been a recipient of this. And I also want to say Jared Godfrey is a former director of this, and I want to make sure that you use his resources. I believe he was on there for 17 years, and I just recently spoke to him, and he said he was willing to assist you guys in any way necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Hughes, do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions, but I do want to thank Mr. Bringhurst very much for stepping forward. He is uniquely qualified, and I appreciate his service so far, and I would like to see him continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bringhurst, good to hear your voice again. It's been a while. And thanks for stepping up and being willing to do this. Love to get your thoughts. The board has had some upheaval lately, pretty much total turnover in staff, significant changeover in members. Your thoughts on future direction?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, nice to hear from you, and thank you for that question. You know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this and the decisions that have been made, and I do appreciate the thoughtfulness of a lot of people that are being put into this board. It's severely important for so many people in Alaska. My participation as a board member really just revolves around ensuring that we're doing the work that we are chartered to do, and that means delivering resources to Alaskans. I know that we may face some hard times with the changes in staffing, and you know, I think you're referring to the relocation to Anchorage, but that shouldn't stop us from delivering top-notch service to the victims. My view is that we'll continue working hard. I'll do everything I can to aid the new executive director in her mission, and I guess that's kind of all I really have to say about that. Is just it's the victims who we serve. It's them who are important, and we will continue to work hard to make sure that the processes are happening. So.
Thank you, Mr. Bringhurst, for that. Any other questions from our senators online? Hearing none, I have no further questions. Mr. Bringhurst, thank you again for being online and for replying. I think you're a valuable addition to the board, and I appreciate you being willing to serve.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I sincerely thank you, and I do look forward to continuing service. And thank you for your comments and questions.
Thank you. Next, we have Mr. Payne, who has just joined us. Mr. Payne was first appointed. Oh, he's a new appointee, so I don't believe has served in a meeting yet, perhaps, but he can explain that to us. Mr. Payne, do you want to give us a statement?
Yes, thank you very much, Chairman. I would like to let you know that I was on hold listening to another legislative body for the last 15 minutes. Fascinating testimony. I'm glad to be with you folks this morning. My name is Richard Payne. I was born in Magna, Utah. I was educated at Utah State. I went to law school in Willamette in Oregon. I moved to Alaska in 1996-97, where I worked at the municipality of Anchorage from 96 to 2001. I was in their civil division, working with Mary Hughes and others in that capacity as an assistant municipal attorney. I then went to work in Palmer, Alaska as an assistant district attorney, where I handled crimes, prosecuted crimes from disorderly conduct all the way up to double homicides, and that was from 2001 through 2007. In 2007, My law partner and I started Denali Law Group. We do primarily criminal defense, personal injury work, and domestic cases such as a divorce, adoption, trusts, estates, et cetera, guardianships. As I said, we started that in 07, and presently we're the largest private criminal defense firm in the state of Alaska. We handle the indigent defense contract for the municipality of Anchorage, where we handle approximately 4,000 criminal cases a year out of Anchorage, let alone the work we do in Palmer, Kenai, and Fairbanks. I think I'm uniquely positioned to be on this board in that I've been a prosecutor for many years and very much enjoyed being a prosecutor. I've been a defense attorney for many years. I enjoy that work and helping people, especially the indigent population. So I have a perspective from both sides of the coin, so to speak. I'm interested in being on the board because by nature, I enjoy service. I enjoy helping others. I've seen the acts of the boards, again, from both sides. And on some things, I thought what fantastic work has been done. In other respects, I've wondered what the rationale was behind the decision in paying for certain things. I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have, but I do believe I would be a good addition to the board.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. Do we have any questions from Senator Hughes?
Whoops, sorry. I'm muting here. Thank you, Vice Chair Michicki, and thank you for Richard for stepping up. I really don't at this point, but I do know that your law partner, John Mark Peterson, is a fine person. He's a friend of mine, so give him greetings from me. And, Mr. Chair, if I think of anything else, I will let you know, but at this time I don't have any questions.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. Senator Reinbold?
And I apologize. I was wondering, who is he replacing on the board, and is it required to be a defense attorney for this position?
Mr. Payne, can you answer that question, please?
I'm not sure if I was ever given the name of the person that I'm replacing. I recall that she was female, located in Juneau, and did not appreciate the transition of the staff from Juneau to Anchorage. And I'm not aware of any requirement that a defense attorney be on the board, but I don't define myself by that characteristic. As I've said, I've been a prosecutor for many years, best job of my life, and I'm a defense attorney now, and I think they're both important to keep the process honest and moving forward.
And through the chair?
Yeah, Senator Reinbold.
Yeah, I am just a little concerned. I'll be honest in regards to this. This is a very important decision, and I believe that victims need to be at the center of all aspects of criminal justice. And so I'm just going to ask Mr. Payne to please have the victim at the very center, at the very heart of what you do.
Mr. Payne?
I think that's a very fair statement. I take that seriously. When I did my first initial interview with the Dunleavy administration, I voiced this concern that I would think that the legislature might have issue with me being currently, my major parts of my practice are criminal defense, and that, again, we are the largest criminal defense firm in the state of Alaska. I'm not trying to hide that fact. I do think that it somewhat misguided to think that we should just have all prosecutors or prosecutors, current prosecutors can't even do this position. So I'm not exactly sure how we would view it that way, but I'm more than happy to put on the record that I think I'm a fair, honest person, and that I can see all these cases from both sides. There's always both sides to everything, but I understand that this is a board to compensate victims for violent crimes. I understand that, and I'm happy to be a participant and to help in that capacity.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Reinbold.
I do not know Mr. Payne, but I will tell you this causes me pause, and I am concerned just because of the sensitivity of this board, but I just wanted to get that on record, and, I'm just going to have to trust that this doesn't create any issues with those that are being affected by violent crime, which, sadly, I'm right in the middle of a story of a missing woman in Girdwood right now that my niece knows, and it's terrifying, I'll be honest, and just to have someone that defends criminals you know, in this case, she may be mischief going on right now. And it's just to have someone that defends criminals on a violent crimes compensation board, it just causes me pause. And I'm just asking Mr. Payne to please, from the bottom of my heart, be tremendously sensitive. If there's a situation that you need to back yourself away from, please do so. You know, if you're causing any consternation, you know, dealing with these people. And if you could please just keep the most highest sensitivity of the victims and what they're going through at the very core of what you do. And also I'm going to ask that you reach out to Mr. Godfrey, who was on that board for many, many years, and said that he would extend a helping hand to anybody that is getting on that board. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Other questions for Mr. Payne? Yes, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Payne, when you started out talking, thank you, by the way, for applying and being willing to serve. When you started out talking with us, you talked about some consternation or some concerns, I guess, with some past decisions that you saw from the board. I wonder if you would sort of talk us through what those issues are that you had.
Well, it's hard to say in that I only had limited information on what was being denied. So you hear, as a prosecutor, you would hear from victims that not enough was being paid and they expected to have more money paid. But I didn't really have all the facts to be able to say that was a good decision or a bad decision, but they were questions in my mind, you know, what was the rationale that went behind those decisions? How much information did the board really have? Where did that board come from? Basically, I had questions due to my own ignorance.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I appreciate that. And I have a feeling that you'll be up over your eyebrows in information when you're serving on the board. Do you have a sense then generally of whether the information that's put in front of the board, and I don't know if you've been through a meeting yet, is that generally pretty adequate? Is that generally something that board staff needs to spend more time on?
To this point, I have not been on to a meeting. I have received two emergency emails asking for additional funding for trials that were pending or trials that were actually going on. And I asked questions both times. They were responded to very quickly in email by the staff. And then I voted to approve the funds. One was for a current murder trial going longer than expected in Anchorage, and they needed additional funds for hotel and accommodations, et cetera. And then the other one is a case out in the villages, which would need a transportation cost for an assault case, sexual assault case. And both of those, with the information I received, it made sense to me that why they were urgent, why they needed to be done quickly, and I voted to approve them. But no, I haven't been to a formal board meeting where I understand they give you packets and a lot of information to read what's going on. But so far, the staff has seemed to be pretty timely to me.
Thank you. Any additional questions for Mr. Payne? Hearing none, I'd like to thank both of you for being online today. Without any other questions, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Judiciary Standing Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments to be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Gregory Bringhurst, Fairbanks, the public member, and Richard Payne Wasilla, the attorney member. I'd remind members that by signing the reports regarding appointments to boards and commissions in no way reflects individual members' approval or disapproval of the appointees. The nominations are merely forwarded to the full legislature for confirmation or rejection. Please sign the report before leaving. I wanted to also remind folks that since we did not have a quorum here today in person, and I know there were other members that wanted to engage in Senate Bill 191, that will not be heard today. So that concludes our meeting for today. Our next meeting will be Friday, March 20th at 1:30 p.m. This meeting is adjourned at 1:57 p.m.